Welcome back to the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. Illinois has new legislation that aims to dismantle systemic racism in education. The Black Caucus and Illinois' General Assembly championed the bill, which was signed into law by Governor J.B. Pritzker last month. One part of the new law requires expanded Black history lessons in schools, including the period that predates enslavement, dating back to 3000 BCE, the reasons for slavery, and the American Civil Rights Movement. The change is celebrated by Black teachers and parents, but some are concerned how it will play out in practice. Joining me now to discuss the new law is Lee Gaines, education reporter for WILL and Illinois Newsroom. Lee, welcome back to the 21st.
Glad to be here. Thanks, Brian.
Also joining us is State Representative LaShawn K. Ford, a Democrat who represents portions of Chicago's west side and western suburbs. He's also a member of the Black Caucus in the General Assembly. Representative Ford, thank you for joining us as well.
Thank you for inviting me to the 21st.
And we are also joined by LeGarrett King, a professor and the director of the Carter Center for K-12 Black History Education at the University of Missouri. Thank you for coming on the 21st, LeGarrett.
Thank you for having me.
A note to our listeners, we pre-recorded this segment to accommodate the schedules of our guests, but we do always love to hear what you thought of the show. You can email us. The address is talk@21stshow.org. That's talk@21stshow.org, or you can tweet us at 21st Show. Representative Ford, I'd like to begin with you. You worked on the Black history component of this legislation. Can you tell us what your aim was? Why was this important for you to include?
Well, thanks for asking that question, and it really helps us advance the purpose of the legislation. Well, you know, the goal was working with community groups. Malika Gardner from Evanston was a strong advocate and a citizen that helped make sure that we shine the light on pre-slavery. You know, the community felt that if we want to make sure that we treat people right, we should know where they come from. So Malika Gardner felt that we needed to make sure that people in this country and all over the world recognized that Black people in America were not born enslaved, that they were taken into slavery. And if we could teach where Black people came from and the life that they had before they were enslaved, it will shine a different perspective on the Black culture.
Lee, you spoke with a parent in Danville, and she mentioned she was doing quite a bit of teaching at home to her sons when it came to Black history.
Yes, I spoke with a woman named Brennan Hightower, and she has two sons who are age 10 and 15. They're Black. And so she was doing this kind of teaching at home. She uses games, she uses films, she uses movies. They also do quite a bit of traveling to places in the country that have you know, significance in Black history. And so we have a clip of her explaining why she put so much effort into teaching this stuff at home.
Because one, they're young Black boys, okay? And they need to know their history, because a lot of what's being taught in the school is American or European. They're not getting a lot of the Black history or the African-American history.
Professor LeGarrett King, do you find that a lot of parents and students are in that situation where maybe they're having to fill in gaps about Black history through discussions at home?
Yes, definitely. I was just in a meeting with a parent group in Houston, Texas, and that was their real concern, is that the history curriculum does not fully explore the humanity of Blackness, right? So they utilized this parent group to get, and these parents were from some of the most regarded private schools in the city. But because that particular curriculum didn't really enforce their humanity, they had to take it in their own hands. So yes, and you also see a lot of Black parents homeschool their kids for that exact same reason.
And I also wonder if maybe the pandemic, you see parents are seeing a little bit more sort of FaceTime of what their students are actually learning or not learning. Has that played a role in what's been happening in the sort of awareness of what might be missing from the formal curriculum?
Well, I'm sure that has, but But historically, Black parents have understood the school system, right? They were schooled in the school system, some of them in the same school system as their children. So they understand, collectively how the history curriculum has dehumanized Black people historically.
Representative LaShawn Ford, you've been working on this legislation for years. Can you talk about what it was like getting it passed now? Why did it pass now? What might have changed that allowed it to finally get through, break through?
I would say that post-George Floyd changed the minds of people, and white people all over the world have somehow, some of those that were not, quote, woke, realized there's something wrong. And they want to play a role in making sure that everyone is educated in this country, because what we know about our history, it is centered only on a dominant white male perspective. And women and other minorities have come to the realization that they've been excluded and misrepresented in the American history. So it started out as just teaching and expanding on Black history, but other cultures have realized that our history is miseducating all of us.
So, LeGarrette, part of the law in Illinois requires K-12 schools, and we heard Representative Ford talk about this earlier, requires that K-12 schools teach Black history dating back, in some cases, thousands of years. Students often learn about enslavement in schools, but not necessarily Black history before 1619, say. What would be the significance of including that time in history?
Well, when we think of history, right, history is about humanity. And also history helps us understand who we are and helps us understand who other people are, right? So there are implications into understanding that Black people were simply enslaved, right? And when we think about a slave, right, the noun aspect of the slave, it's who you are, right, instead of this notion of enslaved. So beginning with ancient African civilizations and the various different ethnic groups that make up those particular communities helps us really understand who these people were, right, the different ethnic groups, that the different characterizations, the different migration patterns, right, and really help us put the human side within Black folk instead of just this aspect of they were just enslaved people, right? They were slaves, right? Dispossessed of agency, right? Dispossessed of joy, dispossessed of family structures, et cetera, et cetera. And when we begin that, it helps us understand Black people generally, right, in a different light.
Listeners, if you're just tuning in, this is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We're talking about a new law in Illinois that will require expanded Black history lessons in K-12 schools. We've just been hearing from LeGarrette King, who's a professor and director of the Carter Center for K-12 Black History Education at the University of Missouri. We're also joined by State Representative LaShawn Ford, a Democrat from Chicago, and education reporter for WILL and Illinois Newsroom, Lee Gaines. We are pre-taping this segment to accommodate schedules, so we're not taking calls, but we do love to hear what you thought of our conversations. You can tweet us now or after the fact at 21st Show. That's at 21st Show. Lee Gaines, what have you heard from teachers and parents about these new curriculum requirements?
So what I've heard from teachers has been positive. You know, some of the teachers I've talked to in this part of the state, you know, the Champaign-Urbana area, are really happy that that lawmakers in Springfield recognized this was a problem and that they did something about it. And a lot of them are already teaching some form of expanded Black history, whether that's through an African American history elective or a world history elective. What they are concerned about is how this is actually going to be implemented. So basically, not all schools are attacking this from a level playing field. Some schools, some districts have advanced this conversation, have basically already been doing the work to teach expanded Black history, while other districts might not have at all touched it. This is not a conversation that they have had. And so their concern is how is this going to actually play out in practice? And again, you know, Brennan Hightower, that parent who we heard from earlier in this segment, also had similar concerns. You know, she was really happy that this was passed, although she says, you know, it's long overdue, but she was really happy about the legislation. However, she said, I'm going to continue doing what I'm going to do, teaching my sons at home. And here's what she had to say about that.
It's great, added into the curriculum, but at the same time, as a parent, I still have to do what I need to at home. Like, I'm still going to teach them. We're still going to do all the things we've been doing, you know, because I don't know how it's going to be taught. You know, I don't know who's going to be teaching it. You know, I'm not going to know their feelings towards the material that they're teaching, you know, if they even want to, you know, and change is not easy for everyone.
So Representative Ford, how about that? I mean, we just heard there a parent saying change is not easy for everyone. How, and Illinois has a lot of different history requirements of many different groups and aspects of our history. How will the law be enforced? How are schools and teachers going to be sort of held accountable for making sure that this happens as the law intends?
You know, that was a powerful statement by that parent, and I thank you for sharing that. So what we want to do is make sure that we have an inclusive approach to making sure that we have standards and textbooks and materials that will help direct teachers. And we want to make sure that we work with our universities to make sure that teachers have the capacity to teach real history, real American history. And so her concerns are very valid. You know, will the teachers be qualified to teach a real inclusive history? Will teachers want to teach this inclusive history? What books will be used? What materials beside the books will be used? So we have a commission that will help set the standards and look at the curriculum that's being used in schools so that we can get this right, at least get it better than it is, and keep the discussion going to get to a better place of not miseducating people in Illinois.
And LeGarrette King, can you build on that? What should this commission, what should the Illinois State Board of Education keep in mind as they are revising these social science standards for the state to align with what's included in the new law?
Yeah, so before, you know, any curriculum, you know, needs to be built, I think identity work is needed within certain teacher communities, right? The representative mentioned a lot about this notion of miseducation, right? And one of the aspects of miseducation is that even when we present Black history in our classrooms, it's still focused throughout Eurocentric perspectives, right? So teachers need extensive professional development, right, to help them uncover those particular aspects of miseducation that they've had, you know, throughout their K-12 experiences, as well as their teacher education experiences, as well as their in-service teaching experiences, right? So, you know, I have this Black history framework that kind of focuses on teaching Black history through Black perspectives, right? So this notion of before you even approach Black history, you have to understand that Black history is, you have to teach Black history through power, oppression, and racism, Black agency, resistance, and perseverance, Africa and the African diaspora. These are the things that I've saw on the curriculum now, as well as through the legislation, but also teaching Black history through Black joy and love, Black identities, Black historical contention, notions of Black excellence and intellect, and as well as this notion of Black living histories and Black futures, right? But these particular ideas and principles need to be based on professional development so teachers can teach through Black people and not about Black people. And that's really the biggest thing that I think the parent is concerned about, right? As well as other teachers who are proponents of Black history.
And Professor LeGarrette King, we've only got maybe a minute and a half left in our conversation. I want to ask you about this. You know, anytime history curriculum changes or expands, there are people who say, oh, you're rewriting history, right? We saw this, the New York Times famously had their 1619 project, which to sum it up very briefly, it wanted to sort of reorient the idea of America's founding around the time when the first enslaved people were brought to the United States. And then we saw President Trump and others resist that heavily with trying to say, no, no, we need to focus on 1776. Can you talk about the field of history and this idea of rewriting history or just writing history and how history changes over time?
Well, history, all histories are manufactured, right? As well as histories are about interpretations, right? So I think many people don't even know what history is, right? So we have kind of this unofficial educational policy of historical uniformity that no matter what racialized group, gendered, or whatever the case may be, we believe that all people experience history the same. And that's just not the truth, right? History is about perspectives. Therefore, if we look at 2020, right, in the COVID pandemic, right, various different people and communities experienced history, experienced that particular pandemic totally different from each other, right? So therefore, many times, various different historical truths could be true, right? But these particular perspectives are very important. And what we have missed historically in our history curriculum is that we've only taught from one perspective, right? White men who are middle class and Christian and able-bodied, right? And we miss out on all those particular perspectives that make history. So in many ways, we need to change what history is to histories to help us understand the different perspectives that have made our American history the way it is.
I love that. History to histories. Plural, so simple, yet it really sums up so well. We're going to have to leave it there. I want to thank Professor LeGarrette King, who is at the University of Missouri, where he's director of the Carter Center for K-12 Black History Education. Also, State Representative LaShawn K. Ford, a Democrat from Chicago, who sponsored the or was active in helping craft the component of the major education legislation that was recently signed into law that dealing with Black history, as well as my colleague at WILL and Illinois Newsroom, Lee Gaines. Thank you all so much for being with me today on the 21st.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
More to come after a short break. You're listening to the 21st. Stay with us.